Okay, so it's the 1st of July, which means the latest edition of In SC1, our monthly printed What's On guide, will soon be available from about 75 locations across the area. So this is a good opportunity to take a look through the pages and pick out some of the highlights of the many local events. We've got nearly 200 events listed in the current issue. And July is certainly a very busy month locally. I think the highlight to pick out is the London Bridge Festival, a brand new arts festival, which starts on the 10th of July, and that includes comedy, theatre, visual arts, and all kinds of events. You'll find many of those listed in our July issue. Taking a look through in chronological order at some of the other highlights of the month, today, the 1st of July, there's an exchange day in Pottersfields Park. Team London Bridge have organised this event for people who work or live locally to bring along their unwanted books, CDs and DVDs and swap them for other people's. On Saturday the 4th of July, as part of the London Literature Festival, which is taking place at the South Bank Centre, there's a big open-air performance of The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, which is being put on in South Bank Centre Square, which is the paved area between the Royal Festival Hall and Belvedere Road. It features original music by Bellowhead and a cast that includes 150 children from local schools. The whole square is being transformed into a wedding feast with the audience as the invited guests. Turning to Sunday the 5th of July, Tate Modern are organising an event called Tate Local, which is an opportunity for residents of Southwark and Lambeth to come along, find out about the gallery's expansion plans, and also to see the current exhibitions free of charge and take part in a range of workshops. Now, if you book in advance, you might still be able to get a place on one of the tours of the fantastic oil tanks underneath the proposed extension. They're now planning to incorporate the oil tanks as performance spaces within the extension, but it's a good chance to see them in their raw industrial state before they get turned into spaces for regular public use. Then the following week, on Friday the 10th of July, we have the Waterloo Carnival. The theme this year is aliens. There'll be a spaceship landing at Waterloo Library any day now, apparently. And as well as the carnival procession on Friday lunchtime, there will be a range of other performances and activities in and around Lower Marsh and Waterloo Millennium Green during the afternoon and evening of the Friday. Then we turn to Saturday the 11th of July, which is probably the busiest day of the month. It's the London Bridge Anniversary Fair, which is celebrating the 800th anniversary of the building of the first stone London Bridge. And that's been organised by the Lord Mayor of London's appeal. The bridge will be closed to traffic all day, and they're hoping to recreate something of the atmosphere of the old London Bridge when it was lined with shops and traders. And as well as all of that entertainment, there will be the freemen of the City of London exercising their right to lead sheep across the bridge, and that's all part of the fundraising for the Lord Mayor of London's appeal. On the same day, there are two other big local events that need to be mentioned, one of which is the Bermondsey Carnival, which starts at Spa Gardens in Grange Road at 12 noon and makes its way to Southwark Park for The Event, which is the big annual music and local festival that takes place there. And also, again, all on the same day, Saturday the 11th of July, London South Bank University are holding their annual Village Fete, where they cover Keyworth Street and Ontario Street near the Elephant and Castle with grass, bringing in animals, stalls, entertainment. That's always a good day out as well. So, sport for choice on Saturday the 11th of July. Turning to the following weekend, we have the celebrations for 75 years of Geraldine Mary Harmsworth Park, which is the park around the Imperial War Museum. As well as being the anniversary of the park itself, it's also 10 years since the Tibetan Peace Garden opened there and 10 years since the Soviet War Memorial was installed in the same park. So to celebrate all those anniversaries, there's going to be a big day of stalls, entertainment, sporting activities, and lots of things to see and do in that park. And on Sunday the 19th of July, the Coin Street Festival continues with Colombianamente, a Colombian festival in Bernie Spain Gardens. Read about all that and more in the current issue of In SC1.